Okay. So, tell me your name. Can you tell me your name, your address, and your date of birth, please?
Not when I was single. Jeanette Groves, 18/5/32, date of birth.
Thank you. And tell me a little bit about your background, your mother, your father, what they did for a living, and whether you had any brothers or sisters, mm-hmm. and what they did.
Yeah, well, I had an older brother, 4 years older, and then my mother finished, or she thought, and then on the chain she had another little boy, and he's still around. He's 70 now. He had just had his 70th birthday. So I must have been 11 or 12 then, when he was born.
Right. So what did your mother and father, what did your father do to start off with?
Well, it was, the war was on, and it was the docks, so it was a lot of secrets. But he signed the ships. He spoke languages, and he signed the ships in. And my brother tells me that there's documents all around the world now with my father's signature, where he had something to do with the ships in and out. My father had to talk to the captains, and he didn't tell me much because the war was on, but about what they talked about.
But he sort of worked in the
docks. In the red building now, in Cardiff Dock, building. His name is on the wall down there.
Is it?
Yeah, because I didn't know that. My cousin from Bournemouth came to a match, went round there, and he said, "Your father's name?" I said, "Never."
And what was his? What was your father's
James, name? Red, RRG James is on the documents. Okay. But he was on the wall because of the war. And the gentleman who took me to show me where it was, he said he was wounded. And I said, "Was he?" I said, "How do you know?" And he said, "There's a code on the names where he can tell who was wounded and what have you." But my brother knew, but my father never... I've been a girl, perhaps. He didn't want to... Apparently, a bullet went through his leg and out the other side. But, of course, I've in trousers, and I never... Right. Discussed anything at all with me with the war, but my brother, little brother, knew a little couple of things.
Right. What about your mother then?
Sewing.
Yeah, tell me what she did then.
Sewing factory, shirt factory, sewing. She worked, there was a co-op, she said, and the Western Shirt Company, and I don't know, I think she worked in both, from what she used to tell me.
Right.
But she was married and left, and that was it.
Yes, of course. And what about school then? Where did you go to school?
Herbert Thompson's in Ely.
Right.
I still got my leaving cards on there, and my I put them on the sideboard in case you want to see them.
Right. So was that primary or secondary or both?
It was just girls. We separated the boys and girls.
Right.
The boys were upstairs and the girls were downstairs, and then they had railings between, so the teachers was on each side to make sure nobody talked to each other. You weren't allowed to speak to your brother. So there was teachers one side and teachers the other on the side, but upstairs and, yeah.
So how old were you when you went to school to Herbert Thompson's?
Well, I was supposed to be 5. I don't know, because what happened, my mother went on holiday, and when I remember there was a row, when she came back... My gran said, "I've started it in school," and my mother said, "Oh my God, you know." And so I don't know whether I did go a little bit early or where gran got rid of me. But
so did you stay there?
Yes, till I was 14.
Right.
Yes.
And you were were you 14 when you left school? How old were you when you left?
I got the card. I think it was the term. I was 14 in the May. And I think I went to the July, the end of term, I think. I'd better have a look. I'm sure I was on the end of term, I think.
Right.
I think somebody were allowed to leave when they on their birth, you know. In fact, a friend of mine, her father paid for her to be a hairdresser. Yeah. And they said she could start. And she was before her birthday. They let her start at 13, just before her birth, before she... She's a hairdresser.
So what did you do then?
Sewing in the sewing factory, same as my mother. I went in the same place.
Right. So do you remember now then? So did you go there because your mother was there?
My mother sent me there. It was I didn't have a say in the matter. I was crying and grizzling to go to work, and my father said, "Take her down there."
Right.
So my father took me down there.
Did you have an interview or anything when you went there?
No, because they knew my mother. I don't know whether she was keeping in touch or what. And they were saying, "Oh, look, yes, my same daughter, and made a big fuss of me, and then I went.
Right. Did you have any training at all when you were there?
No. Oh, yeah. Well, they trained me.
Yes.
But my gran had a sewing machine in her room upstairs. I was always making dolls' clothes, and my gran taught me to knit when I was 5 and crochet, and I knew a lot about knitting.
So you were quite competent when you went to the factory then? You could use the machine?
Oh, no. They put me in the cutting room.
Oh, right, okay.
To start.
Yeah.
And that was interesting because there's rolls of cloth, and they rolled it the length of the room and back and back and back till it was that thick. And then it was a big power cutter, went right through the lot of it, and they must have cut hundreds out at the same time of the pattern. And I didn't use that machine, of course, but they give me, I tell you what they told me to do first was they had sacks, and you had to make 2 ears on the sacks. So they showed me how to, with this big needle, to sew the ears and sew the sacks up, and that was the first thing I did. And then they put me cutting material, like, not their good stuff, only practice, with the big scissors. So I learned to cut the material, and then I didn't do much because they did put me on the machines pretty quick. So I went.
Oh, yeah. So you were in the cutting room then. How long did you stay in the cutting room, do you think?
It didn't seem long at all. A few weeks, I should think.
Right.
Because I didn't do any. I didn't use that big.
The machine?
No, I didn't use that big. It was electric, a big blinking that thick, and it went right through the cloth. They wouldn't let me touch that, would they?
So what's that about?
Yeah, well, if you think of a bale of cloth going back and forth like this, yeah, until it was about that thick.
About 18 inches.
Maybe, or 12.
12
but,
inches.
And then they put this machine through and cut. They chalked the pattern then on the top layer and went right through it and cut hundreds out and at the same time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So tell me then, so, although your mother worked there, your father took you down. Did you know anybody else who worked in the factory when you went to work there?
No, not to, soon made friends. They were lovely. We soon got together. And
do you remember your first day there then? Do you remember walking in, what it was like, what the factory was like, you know? Describe the factory.
Yeah, I remember going there, but my father was with me, and... Yeah.
Describe the factory to me, if you can.
Well, it was up... I told you where it was. It was between Westcott Street and Havelock Street.
Yeah.
Behind the church.
Yeah.
And it was right through. And it had doors in Westcott Street where all the stuff was delivered. And the back door where we went in, all stairs, we used to take our bikes up, because a lot of us took bikes. We took them up the stairs... And then that's where all the... and we had to punch the clock, of course, because of the time, to pay by the time. And then there's all machines roaring, you know. And then at the back was the cutting room then, where they cut the cloth.
How many people worked there, do you think?
Quite a lot. I don't know. A lot.
Are we talking hundreds or tens of, you know...
I'd say about 100 myself.
Right.
I'd say about, because the machines, yeah.
Yeah. And were you mainly women there?
Yes, I thought of that the other day. There was 2 men. One was the boss. We never hardly saw him. And the other was a mechanic. For when the machines broke down, we used to tease him, and we were naughty and play him up. And he was there. On hand, ready for to mend, because we were going like heck, sewing that, the speed was terrific. It was big, powerful machines, and they did not move. And there was big wheels underneath, which my mother said she saw a woman scalped, because they had long hair in my mother. Yes, she bent down and her hair went right in my mother's time. I saw loads of people, it was normal for the needle to go through your hand. They used to nip over the infirmary. I did poke the scissors in my eye at one point. But loads of people said, oh, gosh, here we go. Over the infirmary to get the needle out of their finger.
Right.
That happened a lot. But
so
I,
they went to Cardiff Infirmary, did they?
They did, yes, yeah.
Right. Did you have any nurse or something on site?
No. Oh, no. They just nipped over the infirmary.
Oh, what happened to a woman who was scalped then?
I don't know, that was my mother's time. Oof. She was only warning me to watch that big wheel.
Yes.
But I got an idea, there may have been, it was there. I don't remember, I think probably, perhaps there was netting or something in my time, but I don't really, oh. Yeah, oh, don't, I know. I right. know. And my auntie worked in a biscuit factory. She said a dog ran in and jumped in the flipping machines in, that was the CWS biscuit factory in Cardiff somewhere. I know. I'd be no good as a nurse. Okay. No good.
Well, anyway, let's go back to, when did you, so you say you, where were you living then?
Ely.
In Ely.
Yeah, and they were, what happened? I was born in town.
Yeah.
And they pulled all the houses down. And
where were you born then?
At Stafford Street by station.
Right.
And
they moved you out to
Oddly Ely. Enough, when my husband was ill, this old doctor came and sat there chatting and said, where was you born? I said, it's not going to be telling you that. It's gone. No, I want to know, he said. Do you know, he said, my family's from the same street. Oh. He was from Portcawl and the doctor, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay. So they pulled the houses. I was three.
Yes.
So I can, oddly enough, I can remember things.
Yes.
I got a good memory.
So they moved you out to Ely then?
Yes.
Yeah. So did you say you went in by bike? Did you go in by bike every day?
Not every day. I don't know why. But it may be because of the time. We had a clock on at 8 and you want to punch that clock by 8 or lose money.
Yeah.
So I probably, if I was going to bed late and looked at the clock, if I had time to catch the bus, it'd be 7:15 I'd go. And if it was later, I'd probably get out of the bike and get there quicker. But right. I did used to go down a lot on the bike. And
Right. Hmm. So that was the Cardiff service bus then, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Our friends used to knock the door and wake me up sometimes, bang lumps off the door, and I'd get up. I used to get ready the night before, put my sandwiches and my menu, because it don't matter about your hair. If you had, we all had to wear curlers every night, so you just put the turban on quick and you could comb your hair in work. Because when there was a break, we all used to put makeup or comb hair, but we'd get there to punch that clock.
Right.
Yeah.
Right, so with curlers.
And yeah. And a lot of us was going out in the night, single. So, another trick. Because our friend I told you, she's always putting odds and ends on her cards, which I can remember. Like hiding food under the materials we're sewing and all that nonsense. But a couple of girls would, when we had the lunch break, would go around Cardiff Market and buy a piece of cloth. Because they were going out and running it into the machine to make themselves a skirt or a dress to go out.
On the same day?
Oh, yeah. It didn't take long to make a dress. When you could, all the machines, we could see the cotton going like this and we were sewing so fast. It was terrific speed on them, yeah. And we'd hide the material and then run it into the machine when nobody was about and make a dress or something to go out.
So you weren't really allowed to use the machine?
Oh, no. Crumbs, no. And if the girls did it wrong,
of
course they'd chuck it back and they'd be crying because it took a hell of a time to unpick something, as you can imagine. It was, oh, God. So when they'd knock the machines off lunchtime, so when the machine, we'd all get together and try and unpick, because it was quick to sew it, but it took ages to unpick, and we'd do and help each other and unpick, and though we didn't do it wrong much, because it was stupid.
So you'd help, if somebody'd done it wrong, you'd all
yes.
chip in?
Yes, oh and yeah,
help.
Yeah, help, because they'd be crying, they knew it was their money. You worked on piecework, as we called it.
Yeah, well, I'll ask you about that then. So, do you remember how much you were paid when you started?
I do.
Yeah.
It was a shilling a shirt. Yeah.
Oh, that's for the piecework. But did you have a basic wage as well?
No.
Oh.
I don't remember when I was in the cutting room. I don't know. I wasn't in there that long, see?
No.
But I think they gave us a basic wage. And then when you learned and picked up your speed, it would be better for you to go. That's what I think happened. I think I do remember having a pay packet for £1. Well, I know it's silly, isn't it? £1.04 and tuppence. Because I can remember because I had to give my mother the pound and I had the four and tuppence. Which I know it sounds rubbish, but it's a price what you can buy with that. I can remember that. So I think after you'd got your speed up, it would be better for you to go on the piece because you make more money.
Yeah. Hmm. So how many shirts could you do a day then?
A dozen an hour. Because it was a shilling a shirt.
Yeah.
And we'd aim at a dozen an hour. So, and that was good pay.
That's good pay then.
It was. Yeah, it was. Yeah. But then again, I mean, we had to
unpick. 12 shillings an hour. It would be 12 shillings an hour then. A dozen shirts at a shilling a shirt.
It might be shilling a dozen, hang on. That'd be more like it, wouldn't it?
Oh, yeah.
It was a shilling a dozen, not a shilling a shirt. They give it to us in dozens. It was a shilling a dozen.
Right.
And a dozen would take us about an hour, we worked out. Right. Well, of course, sometimes we slower or quicker.
Yeah.
It was a shilling, yeah.
Right.
No, how much is that? That's more.
That's 8 shillings an hour, isn't it? Sorry, 8 shillings a day. 8 shillings a day. That's 40 shillings a week.
That was it.
Yeah.
Because if we were paid £1.04 and tuppence,
yeah,
it would be better for us to do, if we could do the dozen an hour.
Yeah.
That's it. That was what it was.
Right.
That's better.
Now then, what about your breaks then? You went in at 8 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, we had a cup of tea. It wasn't long. I don't think it was as much as half an hour. It wasn't long. It wasn't an hour or anything in the morning. It was just probably a half an hour, perhaps. But we used to try and comb our hair and wash and clean up and do all sorts. And then an hour for lunch.
Right. So what did you do for lunch then?
Well, they had one oven.
All right.
And you could put anything in it. That's all. You couldn't mess around. But if you brought, say, some girls would bring an egg in a dish with something else, you could use the oven
right, to
warm things up or whatever.
Right, so did you stay in work because you were in the middle of town? Did you stay in
No
the...
way. We'd eat our sandwiches. In fact, we'd eat the sandwiches before the hour, see, we were naughty. And then we'd have a cup of tea and clear off.
Right.
Yeah.
So where did you go?
Round the market and round Marks and Spencer's. Because the water just finished. And somebody said, hey, they got butter and all on those rolls in Marks. Oh, they were lovely.
Because they were still...
They were rationing and that. Oh, yeah.
Right.
So oh, yeah, we used to clear off. And sometimes we sit outside.
Yeah.
And I said I had this photograph with the building in the back, which was the law... I think it's the law courts now, or yeah, something to do with court now.
Yeah.
But that wasn't... It was a post office or something there. I can't really remember.
Oh, yeah.
If you could find out.
Yeah.
But...
So you used to sit outside on Westgate Street? Or
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, right. And chat and mess around. Yeah. And sometimes, or we go over the market, or birthday cards.
Yeah.
Because I remember one girl, I said to her, I need a birthday card for a baby a year old. I said, get a nice card, and she got it for me. And when I read it, there was a bloke with a snake on the front saying, you're a faker, which is that's the name of him, isn't it?
Yeah.
And inside it said, I'll never forget, you make your birthdays disappear by looking younger every year. And that was for a baby of one. And I'll never forget the card because you're a faker with a snake on the front. I said, oh, God. No.
Oh, so did you have a break in the afternoon as well?
I don't really remember, but we must have.
Right.
We must have.
And could you get a cup of tea and stuff there?
They used to make it for us, yeah. Yeah. They had a girl, probably, who couldn't sew or whatever, would be tea. And the man, oh, she was lovely, what did we call her? Olive, her name was, I think, manageress. I think she used to make tea and that night already, because we were obviously in a rush to do as much as we could, right? Yeah.
But you didn't have a canteen there, did you?
Oh, no, she used to do it in a little room, like. make tea for him.
And do you remember when did you finish it in the day then?
What, the time?
Yeah.
Was it 8 till 5? Yeah, it is 8 till 5, I think.
It's long hours, isn't it?
Yeah. But that was normal, wasn't it, to work?
Yeah.
8 till 5. And the Saturday. Not all day, half day Saturday we had.
Did you used to work every Saturday then?
Oh, yeah.
Wasn't overtime?
Lunch to lunchtime. I think it was 12 o'clock, 8 till 4. 4 hours on a Saturday.
Right.
And 8 on the other days.
Right.
Mm.
Right. And that was every Saturday?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, right. We never had a Saturday on.
Right.
Yeah.
Sorry. So you made shirts. What else did you make?
Pajamas.
Right.
Men's pajamas.
Was it just shirts and pajamas?
Yes, that's all they made. Right. Yeah.
And who did they make them for? Do you know? Do you know what shops they
made
them?
No, I don't.
Oh, right.
No.
Right. Okay. So, now... Who worked there? Were you all... were you all the same age, or was
No. That's what I can't remember, because everybody left work to get married, and yet there was people who knew my mother, but I don't know anyone who got worked after they got married. I can't remember anybody, and yet there was all age groups there.
Did they maybe come back after they'd had children or something?
There was all... to us, they looked like old women, but of course they weren't. Yeah. They put us all youngsters together, mind. We seemed to be all in a row, always saying, "Oh, did you go out with last night?" and all that nonsense.
Yes.
I know all stories, and what did you wear, and dance. And we used to go out in the evening as well, meet each other and go to the Victoria in Canton, ballroom, and we'd go over Regal, over... where they used to play table tennis and sport. It's over Menatee Way, isn't it? The Regal, it was called.
Right.
North Road, it was.
North Road, right. Mm. Was that a dance hall?
No, it was like a sports place.
Oh, a sports place.
There was all motorbikes outside, and because there were many cars, very rare cars. Mm. I think one person in the street had a car. Yeah.
So, there was a crowd of you about the same age, were there?
On our group, but there was all ages in the... and there was a few women with their children working there as well. Unless they were widows, I don't know. I never really...
What, did they used to bring their kids in?
To work, when they were 14, They'd say they're and a mother, and
Oh, I see.
Follow on, like.
A follow on,
yeah.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
That's okay. So the mothers and daughters working there.
Yeah.
All right, right. So you say you used to... you say you used to give your mother most of your money, didn't
you? Oh, yes, but she bought all my clothes and everything.
Yeah.
And... then when I got more money, I think I bought my clothes. And when I was on piecework, it was more money.
Yes.
So,
how long for, how long did that go on, you giving your mum all your money? Did that go on till you got married?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, did it?
Not all my money.
No,
But...
but she used to give you pocket money back, did she, or...
Well, not when I was on the... When I started on the £1.04 and tuppence, I just give her the pound note.
Yeah.
But when I was on more money, I would give her... I probably didn't give her much more. Probably that's all she had, I expect. No. And I'd buy all my clothes and stuff there.
Yeah. So what did you do with your money then? The money you had when you had a bit more money?
Well spent it. I bought sweets and chocolate. Well, mind you, it was rationed. But my father used to give me his coupons. He never had a sweet. He never used to give it all to us. Yeah, I don't know, really. Bus fares and dances and...
So the Vic in Canton, was that a dance hall? Or was it...
Yes, it was upstairs. It was in the middle of Canton, yeah. We all used to go there. But they didn't sell booze. It was pop, a tea. In an interval, then, you'd go and have... pop or a cup of tea, coffee, and there was no drink.
Right.
We didn't, we never used to, I don't know, the children today seem to be drink. We didn't used to go much for drink. I don't remember. I used to go, my auntie was in a skittle team, and she used to encourage me to go there and have a game of skittles at the Culverhouse Cross. But no, I might have one drink all night, like, just to, but no, but drink didn't seem to come into our lives so much as they are today.
So what was the music in this dance hall then? Was that
they were live.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah, on records in those days, proper people playing proper music.
Oh, right. Were they a local band or were they different bands?
I don't remember now, no. I remember my older brother, C, used to keep his eye on me.
Yeah.
He used to go as well with his friends because he was single as well. And then they'd say, your brother been saying, have you seen my sister? I think he was keeping his eye open.
Yeah.
Oh, dear.
Yeah. So, were you unionised?
No, never heard of it.
No, right.
Never heard of
it. So there wasn't a union in the factory?
No, never heard of it.
Do you remember any kind of disputes you had, though? Or were you fairly kind of...
Never a crossword.
Right.
I never heard anything said about any... We're all... Yeah, we used to make fun of the... manageress, call her Ollie Mistletoe. Her name was Ollie Mistletoe, and silly nonsense as little younger ones,
yeah.
Which was silly, it was Ollie Mistletoe and that nonsense. But no, I never heard of an argument.
Do you think that you were quite well treated then?
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. What were the conditions there then? Did you have to wear a uniform to work?
No.
No, you could just...
I think you were supposed to tie your hair, but I don't know, but they never said we'd...
After the scalping incident, probably.
Mm, but nobody was strict with anything.
Right.
No, we seemed to do it. We did as we like, really.
What about overalls?
No, nothing.
Okay.
No.
Do you think the work was dangerous in any way then?
Well, not at the time. No, we. No, I didn't think so.
Were there kind of rules and regulations? Did they make you aware of health and safety? That
no,
kind of
never heard of that. Crumbs. But one of the machines, like there was different types of machine. There was one with double needles where they sewed the seams like that.
Ooh, right.
There was two needles together. And there was a collar machine. I went on that. After they'd sewn the collars, the machine turned them inside out and pressed them because make them nice.
Yes.
So I went on that machine, that's when I poked the needle in my eye. Mm-hmm. And I didn't know I did. I knew I poked my eye,
yeah.
But there was a chrome switch, and I thought, what's that red in the switch as I was working? And it was beneath my eye.
Yeah.
But I never turned a notice. It went on and.
Was the factory well heated?
Well, I don't remember feeling cold at all. I don't know. It must have been.
And what about the lighting then?
We never made dark shirts in the electric.
All right.
If it were black or navy or dark brown.
Yes.
They didn't ask us to make them in the electric light.
Where did you make those then?
Well, they waited till it was daylight to do them.
All right.
Yeah.
So there was daylight and lighting, was there?
Electric lighting.
So what do you mean? You waited till it was daylight. You used to. So was the natural light good then? Was it?
It must have been. Yeah.
You were up, weren't you?
Yeah.
And so you used to do the lighter shirts.
Yes. They never asked us to do the dark ones in the electric.
Oh right. Okay.
But the older ones told us they never have.
Right.
Well, it is, I suppose, to see, isn't it?
Mm. Mm. What about other facilities, like toilets and stuff like that? Were they okay?
Yeah. We were allowed to go if we wanted to go.
Did you have to ask?
No, because they knew if you're on peace, we could lose in money. It's your own. We never had to, because we knew we'd lose money if we were messing around. It's our own fault, so they just let's get on with it.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Any kind of line, or was it? Did you kind of? Were you on a line? You know.
No, you.
Or did you complete the shirt yourself? Or
not
you...
all. No, we did it all by that same side seam.
Yeah.
And then You'd send the collars to be turned.
Yes.
And they'd bring them back, and then you put the, you know, you had to send them after you sewn them, send them and wait for them to come back. But you were in so many jobs that those collars had come back, and then you go on with them, and that's how it went on.
Oh, there we are. Mm. So you weren't sort of depending on somebody else's speed then? Or
oh, no, no, because you do a couple of dozen and send the collars, and as they were coming back, we'd... and then after you did... The double one was nothing to do. That was finished there now, except for that seam, and that was gone and paid for them, and they'd be gone then. And then it's somebody iron them. Yeah. They had a woman standing all day with an iron, in the shirts, and then they'd pack them, and somebody had to do that job and put them in the bags. And
were they kind of high end shirts? Were they really kind of nice shirts?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Expensive, do you think?
I don't know.
I don't know
whether the prices were different then. Mm. Or...
Mm. Did you get any perks for working there? Could you buy things cheaper?
No, we never. No.
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 Right.
It was only shirts and pajamas there.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
But, you know, for your dad or boyfriends or something.
No, we never thought about that.
No.
Well, I didn't.
Yeah. Were you allowed to talk to one another?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, and sing.
Yeah, I was going to ask, did they play music or did you just...
Yeah, there was like music coming over and, yeah, or we'd sing our own songs and tell jokes and all that. We loved it.
Yeah,
it was great.
Do you remember what songs they were you sang?
Only what was in the dance at the time, the popular ones.
Do you remember any of them?
Not really off... But I would if they come, you know, when they come on the radio, I can sing all the words. Yeah.
Can you?
Oh, yeah, I can remember all the words, like the old song.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Was it noisy in the factory then? You know, did you...
It was a bit with all the machines going at the same time, but I didn't take any notice, really. Yeah, you could hear them, the machines, all going all the time at the same time.
Yeah, and the music as well.
Yeah.
And the singing.
Yeah.
Do you think it affected your hearing at all?
It didn't, because I'm 82 now and I've only just said I think I'm going deaf. I've just gone put in for a hearing. I've asked the doctor and I'm just going up. But I don't think it didn't me anyway.
No, no. And what about smoking then?
Oh, yes. I didn't.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. Oh,
Did they smoke on the factory floor, or where did they smoke?
In where we had the cup of tea in that room, they used to.
Right.
They didn't smoke.
You did have a different. You had a separate room for a cup of tea, did you?
Separate to the machines.
Yeah.
Oh yes, it was down the bottom. She used to make tea and all that in that room down
there. Yeah, like a little.
It wasn't very big.
Yeah.
But oddly enough. None of my, we're all as youngsters, none of us smoked. It's queer, isn't it?
Yeah.
Like today.
Because everybody smoked then,
I think. My mother and father did, And they give us cigarettes on the trips. But I only took them for my mother, I didn't want them. But I don't know why, I didn't smoke on my friends.
Right.
Yeah.
So you said there was this one guy. Was it just the one guy apart from the boss? Just the one
guy
working there?
Yeah.
So was he harassed, you know?
Oh, we tease. We used to tell us off. We used to tell him it was a joke, really. We used to have a bit of fun with him.
Yeah.
And I tell you what, with the strap of the machine, the tighter it was, the quicker the machine would go.
Oh, yeah.
So we'd knock it off on purpose, so he'd have to come and mend it. And by the time he cut, they used to staple it together, see? Because if they snapped, because you're going so fast. And we'd do it on purpose, so that he'd staple it and it'd go quicker than the machine for us, see? And he knew we were messing, but he had to come and mend. We say the machine's broke and... we were naughty.
So he had to be pretty...
he had to keep there. He was on the ball all the time.
Yeah, he'd have to be pretty quick mending then.
He just stapled it together with a machine.
Otherwise you'd be on his case, wouldn't you?
Oh, God, we were desperate. We'd have to... Couldn't stop work.
No.
Had to go. But the time went quick.
Yeah.
Too quick, because we wanted to get as many as we could to get more money, and the time would go so quick.
So tell me about, because you started talking about the social life, about going out with the girls in the factory. You also mentioned some trips now then.
Oh, yes.
Tell me about the trips.
Well, every year the firm would treat us to a trip. Mm. It wasn't that far, but in those days it seemed a long way. It was a burden on the boat. I got a picture there, but it's only of us on the with the best. Burden on the water, that one. And we all was issued with cigarettes. And off we go.
How many cigarettes did they give you? A packet?
Yeah, a packet each. Yeah. For the journey.
Yeah, it's weird, isn't it?
It is.
Now,
but now, yeah, well, in the cinema, you couldn't see. It was smoke thick. You could cut the smoke with a knife in the cinemas. Everybody smoked. And ashtrays in the front, and the theatres. But it seems silly now.
So you, the firm used to pay for this trip.
Yes.
And did you go every year?
Yes. Yeah.
And what did you do on the trip? You know where?
Well, they took us to this in the Burton on the Water. There was like a little model village.
All right.
And they took us there.
Yeah.
And then we just done. I don't know. We done as we like, I suppose.
So was it a a long day? Was it?
Oh yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
What time would you go in the mornings?
Well, 8, I expect, because that's where we started work.
All right. Mm. And they'd pay for the everything, would they?
Yeah.
Oh, that's lovely. And did that only happen now? Well, when did that happen? In the summer?
Yes. Oh. Yeah, about June and July. Yeah.
Okay. What about Christmas dues? Did you...
No, we never... I don't remember anything about Christmas or mentioning any party or anything. We always should give each other presents and cards.
Yeah.
But the firm never... did anything for Christmas.
Right, right. So did you know when you went on this trip, were you given, you obviously had a day off to go.
Yeah.
Were you paid for that day? Or was
no,
it...
well, I didn't know.
All right.
No. It may have been a Sunday or a Saturday.
Oh, I see, yeah.
But
yeah,
Saturday we worked. It was probably a Saturday.
Oh, yeah.
But no, I don't remember any money.
No, but they must have... shut the factory down on the day.
Oh, yeah, because everybody went.
Right. Right. What about holidays then? Did you have paid holidays?
I don't remember. I don't remember.
Summer holidays, that kind of thing?
Can't remember.
What about bank holidays? Do you remember? Christmas Day.
I don't remember bank holidays that they're having now. No, I don't remember. Now, my friend might. Somebody else who worked in our place might remember, but I can't remember anything about holiday. I don't know.
And you can't remember going off anywhere on holiday? Or?
No.
No. Right. Okay, that's fine.
The trouble with my gran, when her daughters got married, one lived in Bristol, one lived in London, one lived in Bournemouth, and we were back and forth a lot to see them. But unless I don't know, unless I stayed home from work, I don't really remember, to be honest. I was always back and forth, like.
Yes.
Hmm.
So how long did you work in the factory for?
I'd say about 1914, about 3 years, I'd say, because I went on that called TB.
Oh, yes.
I know. And that was that. My mother went mad.
So you, that's what... why you left, because you...
Yes, that's why I left.
Right.
Yeah.
So what did you do when you got better?
Well, I didn't... Oh, there was no cure, to be honest, at the time.
No.
And all you had to do was go to bed, which was ridiculous, because you didn't feel bad. You didn't know you had it. It was queer.
Right.
It was queer.
Yes. So you got that about 1949 then,
yeah.
Yeah. And but you've obviously got better... You know, how long did it take to get over it?
Well, the advice, what they thought was, because there was no cure, to keep the lungs still, I don't know why, and cold, I suppose like fridges are today, like cold air. If you could go to Switzerland or somewhere.
Yes.
Or somewhere where, they found that if it was cold, it was not cured, but dormant. They weren't getting any work because people got worse. They were dying like flies. It was terrible.
Oh,
Yeah. It was terrible. Yeah. The, around the next street, there was a wedding. The next week, a funeral, the same girl. It was, yeah, it was terrible. And they buried you quick in those days.
Did they?
Yeah, about 3 days. They right. used to be the maximum for a funeral.
So you must have been petrified then.
Actually, I couldn't care. I know it sounds ridiculous, but I didn't think nothing about it.
Right.
That's crazy, that is, because I went in the factory and saw the manageress, and I said, I've got TB. And she said, don't be daft, you haven't. She said, you've got a lovely complexion, and it's not makeup. She said, you can't possibly. And they all said, don't be daft, she haven't got... Then no one would believe it when I went in there. But they told me to go to bed and keep all the windows open to have air.
Yeah.
And preferably cold.
Yes.
And the doctor was coming and they couldn't do nothing anyway. There was no cure.
Yeah.
It was terrible.
Right.
So, no, I was naughty. I used to get out of bed and clear off and come back. No, my mother did, she put me in the front room and my friends used to all come. It was silly, really, because it was, you could catch it.
Yes.
But they all used to come and see me. That when I told you that Betty, she used to take the day off and spend it with me in our house and all things like that. And it was terrible because it was catching.
Yes.
My mother used to scald. She used to keep special dishes for me and scald them all the time. She wouldn't give it to other people. But it was terrific.
Did anybody else in the family get it?
No. Right. My mother didn't know where I got it from. It's ridiculous. No. Yeah. I had two brothers and my mother and father, nobody caught it.
Right.
It's crazy.
Yes.
But it went on and on then a few years. And then they brought a cure out. Right. Mind, I was getting out of bed. And my father and my mother were arguing about it. He said, she wants to stay in the bed. And my mother said, oh, leave her alone. Because I think my mother thought, if I'm going to peg out, I might as well. And he said, well, she's not going in the pictures because there's all these. And my mother said, leave her alone. I could hear him arguing in the other room because I was in the front room. And my father says, you should do as you're told and be in bed when you're told.
Yes.
But I was to dress up and go out. Because
oh,
I didn't feel ill.
Yeah.
It was crazy.
So you didn't feel ill at all when you had it?
No.
How did you know you had it then?
I kept having these colds and my auntie was a fuss arse and she said, you want to go to the doctors and have an x-ray? And she was a daft, you know. And she kept saying to my mother, have an x-ray, because she was a gas bag. And I went down there and I couldn't believe it when they said, yes, you got it.
Oh,
I couldn't believe it.
Yeah.
And my little brother, they went round the schools and he was immune. They was testing the children in school for the injection and my brother didn't have to have it. They said he's immune, which sounded crazy.
He must have caught a bit off you, but wasn't ill.
I don't know.
Yeah.
But anyway.
Anyway. So, when did you get married then?
That's what I say. I used to go to these dances and things and meet the girls.
Yeah.
And I never didn't choose to let me go. And of course I met my husband and he didn't care if I had to, and that was terrible really, because if a son of mine had come home and said, I met this girl with TB, I'd have gone. but I think most people had it. I know it sounds awful, but it was rife.
Yeah.
Most families had someone or knew someone, or it was terrible. But I did say, I'm not going in hospital at all. I did, because there's no cure anyway, and my father said, you keep away from that hospital, you catch it worse off the others, and all that nonsense. But then this tablets come out that you could take there was probably a cure for some people, but by the time it got to the public, and I was so ill, they give me these tablets, and I was so ill, so they took the tablets off me, and I didn't take them. And then I met my husband, got married. And he had a job in Bristol, and it wasn't so bad in Bristol, the TB. So because I was checking up on my chest, I went for an x-ray, and he said, you better come in and have this stuff. And I said, I can't take it because it won't work on me. I was too ill. And he said, we'll desensitize you. And I said, what's that? And he said, we'll give you the tiniest spot, like a pinhead of it, and then we'll increase it so gradually your body won't know you're at. And he done it, and I cured, and it worked.
Yeah.
And I went in, it was hellish going in, mind.
Yeah.
Oh, it was awful. And there was people being operated, and they had lungs out. It was terrible in there, in Southmead in Bristol. And he'd give me the little bit, and must have been a week, and I didn't know when he was giving it to me in May. And they got me on it, and it worked.
Right.
So they got rid of it for me.
Right. So basically, you never went back to work?
No.
So did you enjoy working in
the factory? Yes, I did.
Did you ever find it boring or monotonous?
No. The time went so quick. The clock was so quick.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
So, did you keep in contact with your former workmates?
Well, when I got married, I moved to Bristol.
Right.
So I was up there 10 years. So I did lose, but I'm still writing to girls in school who was in my class. And this one, Betty, I told you, she worked with me, and she sends me Christmas cards.
Yes.
So I imagine, if you get in touch, I should imagine she'll remember what I can't.
And looking back now then, how do you feel about the time you worked?
I loved it.
Great. Thank you very much.
Oh.